The conference will now begin.
Hi, hi, Chevra, good morning. Good morning, Chakosha Sameach, and the good mayor of Yontif. I want to first say that, Harry Kotowitz is sponsoring this schmooze. And it should be a schmooze for a foolish shlema for his friend, Yisrael Yaakov and Zlata, Jack Tarzik. Should have a foolish shlema. Bestar Shar Chol Yisrael, and we should hear only the service titles. So, we're getting ready for Kriyas Yamsuf. This interesting question, just it has certain afkaminis potentially in halacha. I'm not going to go into right now, but the question, the Mishnah Pesachim tells us on Kuf Tazayin that b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liras is atzim akibu hu yotzim mitzrayim, that in every generation, we have to see ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim. The Tanya says every day. And this, of course, is brought down in the Haggadah b'chol dor v'dor, to see ourselves as having left Mitzrayim. Because it says in the Pasuk, Baba, Zer Asa Hashem Li, B'tzayisim Mitzrayim. Hashem did this for me when I left Mitzrayim. For me. So each person should see himself and herself as having left Mitzrayim. The question is that only as far as Yitzias Mitzrayim is concerned? What about Kriyas Yamsuf? Is there any such obligation that Chayiv Adam Liras is Asmo Ki Iluhu of Rabbi Yamsuf, that a person should see himself, herself, as somebody who has crossed through the ocean, who went through the ocean? Or is that only a din in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in Lel Pesach? So the Matamoshe brings down in Chelekei, in Simtafer Zayin, the Matamoshe brings down, excuse me, that really, Yitzias Mitzrayim was not complete until Kriyas Yamsuf. And he writes that Kriyas Yamsuf is only a Sha'oz Nechshevu Ge'ulam, that Bnei Yisrael were only considered to have been redeemed with the Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? He says, because when a slave runs away from a terrible master that mistreated him and made his life bitter, Shemoras, Chayav, the Kamamine, Shibudin, and so on. So the Eved, the Matamaisha writes that the Eved, the slave, is frightened as he's running away. He keeps on looking over his shoulder. He's terrified. He doesn't know. Perhaps the Odon is going to somehow catch up with him and going to take him back. So only when Bnei Yisrael came to Vayosha Hashem v'yomahu es Yisrael, the Matamoshe says, only when we saw, after Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw what happened to the Egyptians, and Vayosha Hashem v'yomahu es Yisrael, only by Kriyas Yamsuf was Yitzias Mitzrayim actually completed. We were able to feel we were completely free. So it could possibly be that the same way Chayiv Adam Liras is Asma Kibu Yotzim Mitzrayim, that a person should see himself as if he left Mitzrayim, that he should see himself as somebody who crossed through the ocean. Now, what does that mean as far as our avodah is concerned today? Today, Pesach Tav Shin Pei, what does it mean? You know, there's a part of all of this that is not being spoken about so much publicly, but privately people are agonizing and losing sleep over the fact that so many people are, as a result of the matzav that we're in, that so many people are drowning when it comes to parnasa, when it comes to their finances. So many people are out of work and have lost so much money. And the future is so unbelievably uncertain. Many people are drowning in the Yamsuf over these daigas that they have, understandably so, over being in the Metsulos, the depths of debt, and terrible concern about the uncertainty of what the future holds. And everybody's trying to find, like, a yabosha b'soich hayam, you know, some place to put my feet, some dry land, in this ocean of uncertainty, in this ocean of confusion, and the terrible financial losses, is there a place where I could put my feet to find some dry land, to find some yabosha b'sar chayam, to know what's going to be and how am I going to reestablish myself? What's going to be, Mr. Shem, when this is over? Is there going to be Yeshua? And so, of course, the answer is that v'yaminu b'Hashem v'moisha avdo, that only through Amunah, through the Amunah of Pesach, through the Amunah of Kriyas Yamsuf, through the Amunah of Chayav Adam Liris Hatzmo, ki'ilu he went through the Yamsuf, he's going through the Yamsuf right now, can a person have a Yeshua? Because everybody here knows that Chazal tell us, Koshim Mizaynaisav Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf, that there's a very, very deep connection between Parnasa and Kriyas Yamsuf. That one's Parnasa, the Indian of Hashem providing us, each and every one of us, with Parnasa, is Koshim Mizaynaisav Shel Adam, like Kriyas Yamsuf, like the splitting of the sea. So all the Mefarshim are asking, what does that mean? That Hashem is Baruch could do anything. Nothing is hard for Hashem. Nothing is difficult for Hashem. But if Hashem wants to split a sea, he splits it. If he doesn't, and if he wants to close it, he closes it. So why is this comparison made between Kriyas Yamsuf and financial stress, which is where we are right now? The world is right now by Chol Hamoed and Shvi Shel Pesach Tav Shin Pei. Koshim is an Eisav Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. So there are many, many answers. But the sweetest and the simplest, I believe, of them all is from the Heilige Rishna. From the Holy Rishna, Schusi Yelena. So the Rishna says, the Rishna says that when we were standing over there by the shores, by the Svas Hayom, we were standing by the Yamsuf, that Chazal described to us in great detail, a pachad, how terrifying it was, that on the one side, the Egyptians were hot in pursuit, they were coming after us, and on both sides, there were all kinds of nechoshim, like mazikim, all scorpions and snakes and wild animals, whatever, on both sides. And the stormy ocean was in front of us, and there was nowhere to go. And we didn't know what to do. We're going to be killed either by the Egyptians, or we're going to be killed by these creatures. They didn't know what to do. And you could imagine that at that moment, everybody, every single Jew, everybody was trying to think of a mahalach. Is there any way out of this? My father, Adol Hashem, used to always say, when I would express like hopelessness with something, he said, there's no such thing. He said, a Jew is a gefinnen, it has to find an eitzah. You have to find an eitzah, a way out. So we were standing by Yamsuf, and everybody's trying to think of what way out. Is there a way out of this? Now, the way out was one that nobody ever thought of. No one thought of that way out. No one thought of it. The same way that Mashiach comes with Hesach Hadas, Chazal tells that, like, in a way that we can't possibly think of, at a time that we're not thinking about it, and in a way that we can't imagine. When you're standing by the Yamsuf, you know, it could be that there were those who thought maybe, you know, a helicopter is next, you know, 1,000 helicopters to be sent in. Whatever was Shaykh, there was nothing. There was no Eitzah. There was no Eitzah at all. And then something amazing happened. As a result of Amida B'Hashem Moshe Avdoi, Hisyatz V'Ru'us Yeshuas Hashem, that they were able to stand and to watch the Yeshuas Hashem, the salvation coming away, that nobody ever in the wildest dreams could have ever thought of, could have ever imagined such a thing, such an Eitzah. His Yatzru is Yeshua Sasha. So what does that mean? What does that mean for us? Because right now, everybody in the world is thinking of every possible solution to their problems. I'm talking specifically now about Kashem is a nice of Shalom Kakriyas Yamsuf Parnasa. Everybody is going through every possible Eitza, every possible solution to try to think of how am I going to survive financially? How am I going to manage business, mortgage, v'chulu v'chulu, the kids, tuition, and all of that? How's it going to be? And everybody right now, this all smart people, Jews are smart, and I'm Chacham v'Noven, and everybody's trying to figure out a mahalach of how am I going to manage afterwards. But the emunah of Pesach, and the emunah of Kriyas Yam Suf, and the emunah of Vayamina Bashav Maisha Avdai, is saying that right now, I don't know. I just don't know. Ech nistader. I don't know how we're going to manage. All I can do is to wait and to see what amazing surprise Hashem has in mind for me. In the same way that we never, ever could have thought of an Eitzah backed by Kriyas Yam Suf, there was no way. And we were going through everything that we could possibly think of, there was no way. And Hashem Yisbarach said, surprise. And it was a Kriyas Yam Suf, surprise. In a way that was complete Hesech Das, that couldn't be, that nobody ever imagined. So right now, our tafkid is to hold on to our Simcha of Yontif, our Simcha of being together with people that we love, and even those who are alone, by being in a place of Ki'at Mavi, being with Hashem Yisbarach, who we love, each one of us, to hold on to that Simcha, and to sit back and to say, Rabbi Shalom, you told us years ago, to Moshe ben Hashem, Yilachem Lechem V'atam Tacharishim. And then it came to this Yatsu Ruas Yeshua Hashem. So you know what, Rabbi Shalom? We're going to sit back on our beach chairs right now, by the shore of the Yam Suf. We're going to sit down in our beach chairs, and we're going to allow you to do something absolutely amazing, to bring Yeshua in a way that never, ever, ever could he possibly think of, that only you could think of. Because the same way that only you could think of such an Eitzah, like this virus, to bring us all to a place that's real and that's deep, and a place of truth, of honesty. And only you could do such a thing to bring everybody Pesach back home. So, Rosham, only you could think of an Eitzah of Kriyas Yam Suf. So we're just going to sit by the beach and be besimcha and enjoy some good food and wait for Yeshua's Hashem. It should come quickly for each and every one of us, for everybody in the world should come with refuas and Yeshua's and panos berevach, Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha, Kimetzes from Eretz Yisrael, Erenu Neflos, with the blessing of Amitis, and Hem Yomenu, Amen, V'Amen.